footing second league. But right now, we turn our attention to the Fremantle Dockers. And, of course, Friday night footy is back at Optus Stadium. It is the Purple Hands Foundation game. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more with Michael Frederick, who is with us on the line. Good morning to you, Michael.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for making yourself available. From a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being extremely, what were the levels of satisfaction post-Sunday?
Probably close to a 10. I guess, we didn't really play the way we wanted to at times during the game, but to come away with a win against Richmond, who are a great side, but they're struggling at the moment, I guess it was good to kind of put in place what we've been planning to do for a while on the weekend, and yeah, I guess another good opportunity to play at the G as well.
Yeah, and what was that like? Obviously, a big Richmond crowd, 30,000 there that were in the house, and you're playing in front of them. It's a hostile environment, a good chance for a lot of the younger players to get that experience on what is football's biggest stage.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, not too many of us would have played at the G. I think I've only played five. That was my fifth game there. But, yeah, every time we've played there, I've certainly enjoyed it a heap. And, yeah, I guess it's something that you don't take for granted playing there during the year. But, yeah, some of the younger guys like Cooper Simpson, Josh Draper and guys like that, for them to experience that would have been awesome for them.
Is the mood inside the room pre-match a little bit different when you are getting that opportunity to play at the Coliseum, that is the MCG, Michael?
Yeah, generally through the week, JL will speak to the group and kind of give the boys a heads up from the older guys, just like how different it is getting to play at the G and things like that, and how our game can suit playing there as well, but... yeah, I guess it's always a nice opportunity to get to play there. So, it's awesome.
What aspects of Fremantle's game do you feel from the weekend and also going into the weekend, do you feel that really suits the open expanses of the MCG?
Well, recently we've been trying to move the ball a bit quicker and get in the bubble and things like that. And I think when we move the ball quickly, it can bring our speed off the half-back line and the through the middle of the ground with our half forwards. I think it can bring that aspect of the game into light, and then I feel like we got a few of those good looks, and I guess it was pleasing to see things like that come off on the weekend, and hopefully more room for improvement too.
Michael, how satisfying has it been the past couple of weeks that Fremantle has been able to impact the scoreboard a little bit more? Clearly it didn't go according to plan in the Derby.
Yeah, well, that was one of our focuses from the Derby onwards, just more bang for buck when we go inside 50. And I feel like, guys like Jai, Joshie and Luke Jackson when he's down there, that certainly helps with that. And, I guess from since the Derby to now, I think we've, improved in that aspect. But there's certainly areas where we can get better with things like that, but the coaches will have a good plan for us going into Sydney this Friday.
We'll talk more about that in just a moment, but some of the performances from the weekend, Hayden Young, he just seems to be going from strength to strength, 30 disposals, a couple of goals, and even rolling around on the right foot as well, which not too many left footers, Michael, have a very good right foot, so he's the exception. What's going on there?
Something different. I guess it's probably nice for some of the mids to get a little bit of a rest up forward, but it was good to see. Sometimes as a forward, it's funny watching Youngie kicking a couple in a few minutes of each other. Sonny during the week said it's annoying watching boys kick two within a few minutes of being down there, and us playing a whole game down there and struggling to find the big six. But it's awesome to see. I guess I think one thing with our team is that we've got a lot of guys that can play multiple roles, and that was just a new experience for Youngie, and it can add to his game. Damage with the footy up the ground and also on the scoreboard, that'd be awesome.
You're getting a really nice spread of contributors as well, Michael. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I think that's one of our main things we focused on from coming back in pre-season. We know that we're a forward line that does it together. We don't rely on individuals, and it's good to see different names up on the getting up on the scoreboard and things like that. So, it's always pleasing to see the boys sharing it around.
We're having a chat here to Michael Frederick in the build-up to Friday night footy at Optus Stadium against the Sydney Swans. So, getting the chance, Friday night lights at home, no doubt a big crowd that'll be ready to roll through the turnstiles at Optus Stadium. How's the excitement this week on a five-day turnaround as well?
Yeah, I guess five-day turnarounds, it's good to kind of be back quickly, playing on the Friday night, and we're excited. It's our annual Purple Hands match, and I'm sure a lot of the boys are looking forward to it and a lot of the fans. So, it's one of the games where we put on a great spectacle, and hopefully we can do that against a great team in Sydney.
Now, Michael, you mentioned the Purple Hands Foundation game. I think this is the third time that we've seen it. For those who aren't all that familiar with the Purple Hands Foundation game, what can you tell us?
Every year we have a Purple Hands game. The main thing is to raise some money towards the foundation. And, on Friday night, the plan is, or the aim is to raise hopefully 40K. Fans can donate or buy $10 wristbands that goes towards that. Another great game to be a part of.
And the Sydney Swans are coming over here in really good nick. They've only lost one game. Have you had the chance to watch a lot of their football this year? And if so, what's impressed you the most?
I honestly haven't gotten to watch a lot of their games. I watched a bit of their game on Saturday, but a bit different, bit wet and scrappy. But, Sydney have been a good, great team for a number of years now. And, they got a lot of good young players that, are certainly shining across the league. And I guess it'll be just another great challenge for us to see what we can do against them.
What's the body telling you at the moment, Michael? Because we are seeing Fremantle on the quick spin, and you can also factor in that flight.
I guess the main thing is just recovery straight after games. Self-driven recovery outside of the club as well. But my body's all right, and I'm sure all the guys that played on the weekend are doing all the right things they can to get up for Friday night. Off short turnarounds, not everyone would be 100%, but in terms of physically, but you can always be mentally prepared, and as long as everyone's on the same page and 100% mentally prepared for Friday night and the short turnaround, I think, that'll hold us in good stead to take it up to Sydney.
You mentioned the word self-driven recovery. What does that look like? Are we talking, just visits to the beach and having a wade, or just extra massages?
Yeah, all those little things. I'm sure all those little things go a long way, but extra massage or jump in the water at the beach when you can, or do ices post and pre-training if that's your go. But just little things like that, and looking after yourself to get up for Friday night.
And the big fella, Sean Darcy, will there be any issues there? Because we know that he was tapped out on the weekend at three-quarter time.
Yeah, I think he just got a little bit of a corky. He'll train today, so we'll see how he goes then. And if he gets through, then should see his name up on the team sheet for Friday.
And Sam Switkowski, another one as well, but head knock that's lingered for a couple of weeks. So he's starting to see signs that, obviously, a very serious injury is the concussion, and he's treated as such, but we're seeing signs that he's not too far away.
Yeah, of course. He's been running around. He joined the group yesterday for our little flush run and things like that. And so hopefully today he gets out on the track and gets through and put his hand up to be available for Friday.
Michael, why does Fremantle have such a good record against some of the better sides in the competition? I talk of Sydney, who you did beat 12 months ago, Geelong, Melbourne. You were able to beat Brisbane earlier this year.
Not too sure. I think a lot of the planning from the coaches, whether it's JL or the line coaches, have been pretty clear and what we want to do and how we want to, I guess, nullify the opposition's strengths. I guess, and more so doing it as a collective out there. I think if we have a mindset like that and doing it together as one, with all 18 roles in sync, in swing, then I think, generally that holds us in good stead for a good four-quarter match rather than a few inconsistent quarters here and there, which we've had in the past. But, we know we can match it against good oppositions, but also, like, they're not just going to let it happen. We got to kind of... be ready and expect all their best and things like that. So no team's ever a walkover, and I certainly think we prepare well for any team that we come up against.
Well, hopefully the preparations continue going along nicely ahead of Friday night. The Purple Hands game, fans, make sure you get along nice and early. Of course, buy one of the wristbands for $10 on Friday night, and a big loud Purple Army there on Friday night as well, hopefully able to beat the Sydney Swans. Michael, good luck. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
There is Michael Frederick with us on the line. The Dockers and the Swans, Friday night, 6:30. And we'll have your chance, a double pass, to get along to the game at Optus Stadium just after 7:30.